This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I just hope, Doug, one day that you and your wife figure things out. Maybe you'll have a nice long marriage. Wait, you guys have been married for like 25 years or something.
Yeah, we have. And this is the 25th anniversary. And at some point, we'll talk about what we may do for the 25th anniversary, which Gator has no interest in at all.
What?
What we're going to do for our 25th anniversary?
Well, I have every interest in it.
No, but you wouldn't do it.
What is it you're going to do?
I haven't fully committed to it.
Don't be so sure, Doug.
We haven't fully committed to it, but I talked to you about this. I'm just going to write it down just to jog your memory.
Oh, right.
You have no interest in that, do you?
That's not something that I need. I mean, the trip, yeah. Doing what you're going to do, it's fine. thank you, Karen Drew. I'm not a fan of doing that, but the trip itself, getting out of Dodge, it's fun.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Regarding unloading the dishwasher.
Are you inviting me along to chaperone? Oh,
good Lord, no. But I think you there would be hysterical. All right, this is regarding unloading the dishwasher. And I'll say what it is eventually. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. I want to make sure we can pull this off. John L. Park says, Doug, I've done it at least 10 times. Don't feel bad. You were trying to get closer to. So that's the other thing. My wife, at one point, you know, when I tell her I do these things, I don't want a gold star. I don't want her to applaud. I just want her to be happy. Hey, look, I unloaded the dishwasher.
You want acknowledgement.
But I feel like that means I need some sort of credit. I just want her to feel better because I could leave dishes in the dishwasher for a month and just pull. I need a fork, open the dishwasher, pull a clean fork out, and then throw it in the sink and leave that stuff there. But I argue with my wife on how to load the dishwasher, and I rinse all the dishes, but I don't clean them. Doug, just tell her my way or the highway. Man up. That's from Nick and Sterling Heights.
There you go.
So let me ask you this about...
That's the secret to a great marriage right there.
I'm the man here. I wear the pants in this relationship.
I mean, it's a miracle you've had three children, raised three children at this point, and been married for 24 and some years. Yeah.
A couple times I started putting away dirty dishes and I made it through the top rack until I figured it out. Wait. The silverware goes last. I thought it always had to go first. That's from Sam in Grand Rapids. It's in the bottom. I start at the top rack. There's three racks. There's the one that you put the wooden spoons and the spatulas in, and then there's where all the cups are, and the silverware is down at the bottom.
I always wait the silverware last anyway because I just want to, I feel like I need to clear everything out of the way before I go to the silverware. And then do you lift it out? Do you lift the tray out of the silverware?
Yes. Okay. Lift the whole thing out.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. When I'm putting dishes away, I stage them in front of the cupboard they go in first. So instead of making like seven trips back and forth to where the Tupperware is, I just put them on the countertop right there. And so I've got this big stack. The thing is completely empty. I got all the plates and bowls over here. I got the silverware over there. I got the Tupperware there. I got the pots and pans. And then I just in one, it saves on trips.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
You need a remodel of the kitchen to get things closer to where they need to be.
Yeah, that might be true.
Sounds like a guy who watches a lot of HGTV over there.
Sounds like a guy who's trying to get back to the game.
I think we just, actually you sound like my wife, Gator. I don't like this. There's dirt in the floor. Just redo the whole bathroom.
Let's do it.
What?
Let's get it done. Like,
or we just clean that spot.
Yeah.
It's outdated.
Hey, Doug, can you just change the gutters? We have guests coming over.
Yeah.
What?
Since we're doing this.
Yeah, right?
Since we're doing this.
Yeah, let it out.
My favorite is we're getting ready to go up north. Can you clean the gutters? The car is loaded. I had it in reverse. We were leaving the driveway. No, I can't clean the gutters now.
I'm just saying, if you had a maybe a more ergonomically developed kitchen, that might
save maybe. I mean, a house is like, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years old, whatever it is.
You know. Have the-
By the way, when do we have like a show anniversary coming up here?
Well, we just passed 17 years. We're in our 18th year.
When was the anniversary?
It was like January 3rd or something like that.
Was it? Did we start in January?
Yeah. 2007.
So our first show, how old was Ron Holland?
A year, maybe.
What was our first show? It was January 2007?
Yeah.
Let's look at Ronald Holland II's bio. He was born, and he was not yet two.
Why was he traded?
He was not. He was a year and change.
We got the trade deadline is less than 2 hours away here. We have not had a whole lot of information today in the NBA, which is kind of surprising. Isn't the NBA trade deadline normally fast and furious? Here we go.
I feel like the fast and furious stuff's already happened. The most furious thing ever happened.
Yeah, that is true. And we have seen a couple other star players get moved. But what are we waiting for today, Ken? Kevin Durant, is that it?
That would be a big one if he does get moved. He's still out there, maybe, right? The question is, of course, how do the Pistons get involved in any of these trades? And there is a rumor out there right now that they might be involved in another one, but it's to facilitate a trade, of course.
You don't say.
Yeah, I mean, there was rumors, a couple of days ago, Lonzo Ball, that's not happening. He decided to get a contract extension from the Bulls and sign that. Brandon Ingram was a name rumored to be with the Pistons. Not going to happen. He's going to Toronto. I highly doubt Kevin Durant's coming here. So that's, you know.
No,
I don't
remember
know
the great things he said about Cade Cunningham a couple years ago?
Yeah, they're boys. They're both from Texas. And nice. Still not going to happen.
They're both from Texas? So he is coming.
Yeah, right.
It's tough to make that one work with the money.
Well, I mean, Kevin Durant's from the East Coast, but he played at Texas, and that's where he got to know Cade. But there's this rumor that, not even rumor, this feels like Max Crosby. I'm going to give you the NBA version of Max Crosby, okay?
Are Lions sure fans. Do this?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, man.
We're not going to be able to talk about it again for a year.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it. Let's hear the Max Crosby equivalent.
So Max Crosby to the Lions was something that fans really wanted.
Yeah.
The NBA equivalent locally is Devin Booker.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
He's a local guy as far as in the state of Michigan. He's from the Grand Rapids area. Wears Tigers hats all the time. Went to the Lions game versus the Commanders, pulling for the Lions.
It's true.
Had a side bet with KD because KD's from the Washington area, DC area.
Nothing but facts right now.
Yep. And, Booker, he's always rocking Detroit gear, Red Wings gear, Tigers gear, Lions gear. And so the fans see
this. Is it happening?
I want a player to say, I want a player to sign with the Pistons or come to the Pistons and say, I want to be here because I love Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, and now I get to see the Lions.
I'll take it.
Rod Beard tweeted out this, and of course a beat writer for the Detroit News. Happy NBA trade deadline day for those who celebrate. Something to keep an eye on today with the Pistons. They've added three players, Martin, Richardson, and Waters, and 3 second-round picks. Still some work to do, and maybe rerouting some of or all of those additions today.
What didn't help was watching the game last night and seeing Tobias Harris and Malik Beasley both kind of leave the game momentarily with some injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Beasley came back and played, but and not that I'm not looking to move either one of those guys. I like this team where they're at, and I think this is kind of cool to keep these guys together and hopefully have a solidified playoff spot, be the number six seed. That'd be awesome, so they don't have to do the play-in thing. I think it's a pretty good team that they have right now. It's not an NBA championship contending team, but I like where they're at, so I'd rather not see them move players. But I imagine that Trajan Langdon is being contacted about those players.
I would think so. 248-539-9797. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine, so why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Once they take your case, they will communicate with you. They are the best in customer service and satisfaction. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Wings are off till Saturday.
God, it's a long time.
Feels like it.
And then they're off for 2 weeks after that.
So wait a sec. They're off. They play home Saturday, right?
Yes.
So Saturday afternoon, who do the Wings play? Do you know off the top of your head?
They play Tampa.
So they play Tampa at 1, and then the duel in the D is Saturday night at LCA.
Okay.
Which is Michigan, Michigan State, and that game sold out.
That's a sellout.
Yep. Which is really cool. To pretty good. Michigan State's having an elite year. I'm not sure Michigan's going to make the NCAA tournament the way they've been playing lately. But they could help their pairwise ranking, Gator, if they need some quality wins.
Well, look, one thing's for sure. Michigan, Michigan State play hockey against each other. It's always an entertaining game. Teams get up for it. Those two schools do not like each other in all sports. And hockey is no stranger to that. And both teams have outstanding players, individual players. So I'm excited about that game.
I was at a game years ago where Steve Shields, big fight broke out. Huge fight. Michigan's goalie, Steve Shields, and Michigan State's goalie, Jason Muzzotti, squared off. And they went at it.
Yeah.
And I was doing post-game stuff, and I'll never forget the line from Shields. He said it was blanking gutless.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. He was not happy.
I mean, I remember being in high school and my friend's older brothers who went to Michigan State at the time would talk about how heated the rivalry was between Michigan and Michigan State. That's in the 80s for hockey.
Dude.
Obviously, Michigan State won a championship in 86, but it's been going on forever. It's good old fashioned rivalry with those two.
And look, I mean, I'm it's probably way more than people, but I do not love the Big Ten hockey. I thought I was going to, and I don't.
No?
No.
Do you want to bring back Nebraska? CCHA. Omaha,
I want to bring back the CCHA.
Alaska, was it Alaska Fairbanks or something?
I love the old CCHA. And something cool about that little Midwest Michigan is basically Michigan and Ohio where the bulk of the teams were. And I don't know, for some reason, Big Ten hockey hasn't really done it for me. I don't know. Okay. I don't know why.
You're, I think, in the minority of it.
I might be, but
are we talking college hockey?
We are. But the Red Wing thing,
gonna get us all fired.
That was a Bigby line. The Red Wing thing was this Four Nations Cup. Okay. You
Finland,
put in the show sheet.
Finland, Sweden, United States, and Canada.
Will this kill their momentum, or will it help with the rest they need?
There's 2 weeks off, Doug. They play the 8th on Saturday, and they don't play again until the 22nd against Minnesota, also at home.
I am in the kill the momentum camp. I do not want this break at all.
I don't want it for 2 weeks. Do we need to have a, is a tournament really need to be 2 weeks when you have four teams in a tournament? I mean, we're just replacing the All-Star game. Can't we just get this done quicker?
What is this format? Best of 13?
I don't know. I don't get this. Will I watch it? Yeah, I think parts of it I will. But I don't think you need to take 2 weeks off in the middle of the season here.
Is it bouncing around or is it in one venue?
I think it's, I want to say it's in a couple different venues, but I'm not sure. Do you have the schedule in front of you?
I'm trying to find it. It looks like Montreal and Boston. Is that everything? Yeah. Okay. Look, I mean, if you ask me right now,
Helsinki and Stockholm.
If Four Nations or keep going, I'm in the keep going camp. I'm all for what's good for the game, but I'm not sure this one's really. Are we missing the boat? Is this a huge deal?
I don't think.
Because I'll tell you this: every year around Christmas, my Canadian relatives start blowing up my phone about the World Juniors, and every year I have the same thought: "Oh yeah, that thing's going on." Right, and right. I always, it's such a huge deal to my Canadian relatives, and I feel guilty that it's not. Particularly on my radar.
It feels like the only relevance the World Juniors ever had on us was with the GLI, the Great Lakes Invitational Tournament, and you would have Michigan and Michigan State always involved in it, and there'd be notable players not playing because they're playing the World Juniors. That was my whole interest in it. But this, I mean, look, I like the international competition in hockey. I think it's outstanding because you do have so many good nations in hockey. I love the Canada Cup when they had that. But that was properly placed before the season began, not in the middle of the season. Like, well, I mean, do you want, I don't want players on the Red Wings putting themselves at risk for injury. You want Lucas Raymond to get hurt or Dylan Larkin to get hurt?
Well, I imagine there's going to be other teams that have more players getting put at risk.
There are, but those are two pretty big ones for the Red Wings.
Well, and
I mean, they're all going to be big because they're the best of the best here for representing the countries.
We may find that this is wildly compelling.
It might be fun to watch, but again, it's stupid to take 2 weeks off in the middle of the NHL season. The other side of it is, okay, will the rest do them good? I don't think 2 weeks off is going to do them good. And being selfish here with the Red Wings, I don't know, do they have any players that really need to get, you're waiting 2 weeks for them to get back healthy? I mean, Compher's out, but do we need 2 weeks? They're playing well without him.
Are we going to see any Red Wing prospects for any of these other teams?
No. No, because these are all NHL guys.
Is this a thing now? In-season tournaments for all sports?
This is in lieu of an All-Star game,
I know, but just in general I'm talking. Like, because you know how it is. Pandora's box get open and people start getting ideas and, you know.
I hope not. I mean, I just think the NHL has been trying to find something because the All-Star game has been so non-competitive forever. I mean, you got to go back to like the 80s when it was worth watching. Now it's not. Maybe even a little bit into the 90s, but then the scoring got out of hand and then they changed the formats and you get teams of 3-on-3 and it's just, they're trying. I give them credit for trying. And maybe this is just the latest of, hey, they're trying. When they did North America versus the world, they've done that. But this is...
How about lefties versus righties?
Right? Having fun.
Seriously, like
A through L in the alphabet, right? Versus M through Z. Yeah.
Well, you know my idea. There are 32 teams in a league. Each team sends 6 players. And you have a 3-on-3 tournament. You bracket them off. You play 5-minute games. And you start on a Saturday and you finish on a Sunday. And you would play you play 31 5-minute games, and some teams would be out right away. But everybody would be represented. Everybody would have a chance. The 3-on-3 hockey is spectacular.
I think that'd be interesting.
And every fan base would have a rooting interest.
And I think you'd get tired as hell of watching it because it'd be they're 5-minute games, but after a handful of those games, I think you'd lose interest.
Well, do you watch every single game of the NCAA tournament, or you tune into the Michigan State games? You know the
You're
Red Wings play.
The wrong person.
I know,
but you know,
I know what your answer is. But if the Red Wings played at 1 and they win, we knew they played at 3:30. I love it, but of course, it's my idea. So,
you love your own idea, Doug?
Endorsing my own idea.
But 2 weeks off seems ridiculous.
Does seem that way.
Is this because of soccer? Because they do this over in Europe for soccer, right?
Well, there's no doubt. Some
different forms of this, like.
There is no doubt.
Well, now I really hate it.
Yep.
That was
King's point.
The thing about soccer the way I understand international soccer, and I parachute in on the World Cup, and I love rooting for our team because it's one of the rare places we are truly always an underdog and are not supposed to win, and that's not very often with Team USA in any team sport.
Are we supposed to care?
Well, I played the game growing up, but I can't get into the professional leagues, but I do get into the World Cup. But it feels like in European soccer, there's multiple championships being competed for at the same time. Like, guys are playing.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
You got how many different leagues that are going? Then CONCACAF.
Well, that's our.
Whatever. Again, that's just part of it. Yeah. Another one of the. It's like all the championship belts you have in boxing. It's nothing like that, but it's. Yeah. Just,
who's the linear champion of the NBA?
The what?
The linear?
That's what we're getting down the path of. Just different type of championships during the year.
Well, that in-season tournament, I mean, we have to admit that we were playing a game to qualify. We actually all cared. So it kind of worked on us. The moment they were eliminated, I paid zero attention to the in-season tournament. But I wonder if our thirst for playing meaningful basketball is what led to our interest.
Did they crown the champion yet?
Is it over? It's over, right?
Cup? I don't know if it's over. Is the NBA Cup over? When do they start the playoffs in the NBA Cup?
You know who won?
Yep.
The Columbus Blue Jackets. Straight ahead, let's swing around the NFL.
Miles Garrett won.
Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Want to have a healthier new year? Want to have a healthier new year? Start by giving your family the best water available by contacting CGC Water. This month, save $500 on a Kinetico Premier softener and get a free Kinex salt monitor with purchase. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Do not be the filter. CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing can also take care of all your plumbing needs. Save 10% off any water heater from CGC Water. Your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, 855-339-4242. We are just days away from the biggest football game of the year, and Twin Peaks can't wait to either host your party or enhance it. Have you seen the football games at Twin Peaks? I don't know if there's a better place to watch a game. No matter the event, they bring it. Any sports bar can boast wall-to-wall TVs, but what Twin Peaks brings enhances the whole experience. Their draft beer system pours your favorite draft at a teeth-chattering 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for at least 6 hours and is used only once a day. They boast an extensive bar with all your favorite bourbons and tequilas, as well as handcrafted cocktails that rival any speakeasy. Now pair that up with a scratch kitchen serving dishes like hand-cut New York strips, hand-breaded and fried to order, boneless wings and tenders, salmon, trout, smashed, and seared burgers. What takes it next level is a beautiful Twin Peaks girl serving it all up. Talk about the ultimate man cave. And if you're staying home for the big game or going to be with friends, do yourself a favor and pick up one of their party packs. Their wings blow away the competition. Naked, bone-in, breaded, boneless, and smoked. Toss it up with 14 different spices and rubs, and you're sure to be the hit of the party. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crusher of a loss last night for the Pistons, who they were tied at 0 when the game started, as is often the case, and 12 seconds in they were trailing, and they battled back and tied it again at 24, and they stayed tied at 24 for 12 more seconds, and then they fell behind again and stayed behind until there were 5 seconds left in the game. For the second time in the waning moments of that basketball game, Cade Cunningham went to the free throw line with 3 free throws, and for the second time, he knocked down all 3. And in fact, and we all knew, like, you're watching this game, you're going, he just hit 3 free throws to cut this to a 3-point deficit. Now he gets fouled. He's got three more free throws with a chance, you know, shooting a 3, he has a chance to tie it, and makes the first 2. I swear to God, the third free throw, as soon as it left his hand, I thought, that's short. And it somehow hit the front of the rim short, where like it, and it still crawled up over and fell in. Like, it was the weirdest. He totally missed the free throw and it went in. And I'm like, oh my God, destiny. What a comeback.
Yeah.
And Cleveland inbounds it to Garland, who dribbles up to the logo, fires a 3 at the horn and makes it.
That was definitely short. I don't know how that ball went in.
Wasn't it weird?
It did not look like
it was going in.
No. Almost at like the bottom of the rim. Like what?
You know, it's like the equator of the ball. If it hits the front of the rim, but half the ball is over the rim, it's got a chance to fall in.
Yeah.
This was well short of the ball's equator.
Right.
And it crawled up and went in anyway. And so it just felt like... the old George Blaha line, there are games and there are wins and then there are wins. And I'm like, this is one of those wins. This is one of those wins that people are going to remember, that they came all the way back, trailing by double digits, best team in the East. And now it just feels like they've tied it up. They're going to win this thing in overtime. They didn't even get to overtime.
No.
Because Garland hits a 45-footer.
31-foot shot.
Was it measured at 31 feet?
31 feet.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
What was the exit velo on his shot?
18 miles an hour.
Ball sounded different out of his hand, didn't it?
It did. That swish was different.
And I'm
that was,
like,
that was so devastating. I mean, look, we just saw Trae Young do it.
I don't know. That's why it hurts even more. Like, are you kidding me?
You know, and that's the most annoying player in the NBA. And then this guy who was jawing the whole game.
God,
he's a really good player.
Yes, he is.
And like, you, they left them open earlier in the game, like in the fourth quarter. They left them wide open. I shouldn't say they left them. They were playing, trying to play defense. The ball just got around, and here he is. Nobody near him. Spots up and hits the three, and Greg Kelster's like, that's a layup for him. And it was. Uncontested, nobody near you. You're going to knock down that three if you're a good shooter, and he's a good shooter. And then to see him with 31 feet away, lets it go with like a second on the clock, and then it goes through as the lights are going on. It sucks. It sucks. It's brutal. Back-to-back losses like that.
Yep.
Could be two wins, and now, obviously, now you're below 500 again.
And then, we've talked about the fan. He went after one fan. I assume it was just a Detroit fan, but he, you know, is over on across from the Piston bench, and he starts talking to a guy, and the guy talks back, and then they, you know, he daps him up and they hug. And I thought, oh, does he know him? Or is this just a heckler that had stood out during the game? And Darius is kind of laughing, gotcha. And I thought it was, but then the way he walked away, I'm like, I don't know that they're cool. I thought they might be cool, but maybe they're not cool. And Cleveland gets a win. And look, I mean, there was the foul on Asur Thompson. What was our verbiage? There was intent. Follow through and whatever the refs call it,
that humiliation, dominance. That guy followed through, and I mean, Jared Allen, a player for Cleveland, just absolutely pummeled.
Yep,
Asur Thompson.
And I think what's going on is the Pistons have become a factor, and nobody wants them to be. And they're getting into little scraps here and there with teams that don't want Detroit to be able to rise up and be an issue. But they're becoming an issue.
Yeah, they are. They stand up for themselves. I like that. You know, Asur is a scrappy guy. We've seen Ron Holland stand up for himself. You know, you don't want to mess with Isaiah Stewart. You know, Jalen Durham is intimidating a force as it comes. And then last night after that play, I wish that Durham had seen it as it happened. But Malik Beasley's there, and he sticks up for his teammate, pushes right back. They've got some heat with some teams here. It's a spicy division now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this is it's good to care again. It's good to hurt again.
Yeah, my only issue with the way the Pistons play, how physical they play, is they don't have the respect yet to get the calls. So all those calls are going to go against them. You know what I mean? And I think Beef Stew, although he does initiate a lot of contact and things like that, when he doesn't, genuinely doesn't, he still gets called for the fouls because they don't have the respect of the league yet. And, you know, you got to win more games. And with winning comes the respect. So I think they're trying to walk in that line right now where, hey, we're not going to be pushovers, but also this could hurt you in, as far as winning games and playoff seeding and getting respect and winning a series. So I think around here we appreciate it because every time Detroit in basketball, we're good. We crash the party. We do it our way. We do it our style. And it seems like this may be something like that coming here. But you got to marry it with, you know, the finesse game with Cade Cunningham, right? And the shooting that the league has turned into. So I like the way the Pistons are getting scrappy, but they got to get good first, I think, before they get the calls.
Well, and the team the Pistons played has pulled off a trade now as they trade two guys who played in the game last night, Caris LeVert, who started, and Georges Niang, who came off the bench, go from Cleveland to Atlanta for DeAndre Hunter. So they're loading up to make a playoff charge. But still nothing new from Detroit today. There is belief that with all the players that they have acquired, that they might be shipping them out again. But we'll see.
I think they're over the roster limit. So I think something's got to definitely keep one more move at least, I think, is happening, whether it's just to their own roster.
Yeah.
You know,
before they have to, and we do the show tomorrow with the music that so and so.
Oh, we barely knew you?
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? Josh Richardson?
Look back on the air of,
yeah.
of KJ Martin.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
That's tomorrow's show, though.
Yep.
Don't get excited.
Don't want to move too fast.
Don't want to get all up in there just yet.
Well, hey, look. I got to tell you, the life of that NBA end of bench guy who's just a contract that gets moved around has got to be so weird.
PJ Tucker's been traded 3 times in 5 days. Like, I think they told him, just stay home for now.
Yep.
Wait till after Thursday, you know, this time, and then we'll send you where you're supposed to go.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Apparently it is. Rico Beard has made his way in studio and joins us now. What's up, Reek?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
All right.
We're good.
All right. You excited? You got 1 hour to go here before the trade deadline.
And we were just looking at some of the trades and like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, are the Pistons going to get involved in any? I doubt it.
Probably not. Probably nothing major. But what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Mike has an epiphany. We're going to start off with that. And would you be concerned? Because I heard you guys talking about a little bit as I was driving around today. If Madden scores were part of Brad Holmes' evaluation, is this like the way of the future? Or
I just can't believe it. I cannot believe that.
You know, I know Jaden Daniels does the not the 3D. What do you call it? The virtual reality.
Yeah,
he does that. That's a little different to me than a video game. But is that the way? Are we being old man yelling at clouds?
Look, if they use it as a comparison, like, hey, here's, we've done our research, and, you know, on a lark, one of the guys in the department says, hey, I did a comparison to the Madden rankings, just so you know.
Right. That used to be get out. Just leave your key card.
I just wanted to see what it looked like, and they were pretty close to what we had.
Escort this man from the building.
Who is this man? Seriously.
The problem is that the way that DaCosta described it was, yeah, we looked at the Madden stuff and then we compared it to our stuff and we were like, oh, we're getting closer to them. Not they're close
model,
to us.
Their model is 3% better. What?
I mean, we mocked the Jets for doing that.
For their owners.
We mocked them. And then the Ravens, like, wait.
Which is a great organization.
We actually like the Ravens.
I used to cite DaCosta as one of the guys you want to be like.
Not anymore.
All of a sudden, you know, Holmes just decides to call your show. You know, we look at the Madden stuff. We make our draft picks.
Start going to the trade machine and they say, well, the trade machine wouldn't allow us to make that trade, so we didn't.
Isn't this
then,
close?
Then I'll be all right.
It's close.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.